right now, Coach Louis Cook. Coach Cook, thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us. Congratulations on your win.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Coach, during the week, we certainly looked at the numbers, and they don't lie as far as what you guys have been able to hold opponents to. And you come in against a very talented team offensively with Calvary Baptist and pretty much were able to do what you've been able to do all season against another talented team, a team outside of your area. Time and time again, you guys are able to be so disciplined. Can you kind of give us an idea of how your team plays so sound getting off the bus and it plays so true to the game each and every week?
Well, you know, our guys do just a really good job of getting those guys prepared for what they're going to see and what it's going to take for us to, you know, to have a chance to slow them down. You know, Demi McCleary has been our defensive coordinator since 07, and, you know, they really do it. And the kids just, you know, they bought in, thank God, and do what we ask them to do. And this year's defense has been just extra special. I mean, when they scored in the first quarter tonight, that was actually the first touchdown that our starting defense has given up since week three.
Right.
And our starting defense, that's the fifth touchdown scored this year against our one defense. So in 12 weeks. So that just tells you how dominant that defense, our defense, has been all year long.
But Coach Jimmy Roy here, we talked about your defense on Wednesday night being a classic matchup against the high scoring Calvary offense, scoring 39.5. You're giving up 3.8 going into tonight, 7 shutouts. Turlings, like you mentioned, scored 23 in week 3. No one else has scored 7. They had one team had scored 7 before tonight, and two had scored 6, if my memory serves me correctly. But can you say this is one of the best Notre Dame defenses you've ever had? Because, you know, we played against y'all several times when we were at Redemptorist, played y'all twice that year in the state championship, and they were phenomenal. Phenomenal. Never out of place, always in the right place. Is this one of the best that you've ever had?
Yeah, you know, I think from front to back, when you know, we've had some really good defensive fronts. It's been years where we've been pretty good in the secondary, you know. In 09, we had a linebacker crew, you know, with Welter that went to LSU, and Stover went to UL. But I think when you put all 11 together, you know, our secondary has been just playing lights out. You know, the front's good, and we got a veteran linebacker crew. So, you know, I don't know if it's the best we've ever, you know, but it ranks right up there. If not, it may be the best, but they're a solid unit, very disciplined, you know, and just, like I said, they've dominated. I mean, tonight was the fifth touchdown, I think. Scored against the one defense in 12 weeks. So that's pretty dominating.
Well, Coach, we had the pleasure of having your son on several weeks back. And I tell you what, we popped off a couple of teams to him, and he rattled off some stats about it. He seems like he gets it pretty honestly. But the question I have for you is, you know, you've kind of helped Arthur this Metro Rule proposal that's coming up. Would you play Crowley? Because that would be a good offense-defense kind of matchup right now. Would you both be Metro? Would you be Rural? Or would you be against each other?
Well, we would both be, you know, classified as Rural in a Rural division. But I think the way that the proposal that we submitted would have put us and Crowley in the same division. Because the thing that we came up with, we actually were the smallest team in the middle division of Rural schools. But then LHSA took our idea and the theory of it, and, you know, did some redefining with census maps and what have you, and kind of changed the configuration of what we had. I think we would be in a different division than Crowley, but we would both be ruled, classified as ruled too.
You know, Jimmy, if you can remember correctly, Coach Cook was on his way to Shreveport for the All-Star. There was an All-Star game that was up there, and fortunate enough to have him on and talking about when the split occurred.
Yeah.
And we're glad that you came forth with something, Coach. I don't want to take a lot away from your team tonight, and I don't want to get it turned to that, but, you know, the whole state needs this change, and we appreciate it from, you know, guys that have grown up in Louisiana and seen football the way it should be, and a guy like yourself to go out and put your name on the line and bring something to the LHSA is awful great of you to do. Hopefully it all works out. But, you know, I don't want to take a lot away from your team because they had a phenomenal game tonight.
One quick question.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Coach Cook, one quick question. In the years past, we've talked to you, and probably the last 3 years, your district has been really weak, and you have blown people out similar to what you've done this year. And one thing you've talked about on our show every year was you were concerned about your conditioning, having to play a whole game. How is that different this year, or is it different, or was it something you had to worry about tonight?
Well, you know, we were concerned, but the one thing this year is Calvary, they were in the same kind of same boat we were because they kind of waltzed through their district. So, you know, I knew that they were kind of coming in with the same situation we were faced with. And but I'll tell you, you know, the difference in the game was the second half. You know, we took the first drive of the third, opening drive of the second half and scored. And then we just flat controlled, you know, our defense just flat shut them totally down in the second half. Everything they got came in the first half. And, you know, and our guys were strong all the way through the end. You know, they have, you know, we knew what we were faced with. So we rearranged practices during the year to put our ones against ones a little more than we had in the past and competed. You know, we created competition in practice to try to help keep an edge. And the guys have just done a great job with knowing that that's what it was going to take and have competed against each other. And so, you know, it tonight, you know, it wasn't a factor.
Coach Cook, congratulations again on the win. You're a class act every time we're able to have you on, and best of luck next week in, semifinals of Select Division III.
All right.